Serendipity.
Hey guys, this is Relly. I am your host of Serendipity Podcast, and this episode that I'm going to have you guys actually listen to is called Beautiful Chaos. Now, this episode is a little bit different because I'm going to just time out here and then also play the recording that I had. At this time, I was on an assignment. I met some beautiful women on the assignment, and we had gotten to a particular conversation about, I guess you can say, getting older and realizing things. So I think there's something beautiful about that. So shout out to Ms. Karen and Validia and the people that I have worked with in the tent, Jennifer, Frankie, Rachel. I can't remember all the names, forgive me, Denise. But I'll just say that it was a very interesting conversation. And it just almost seemed like a generation within the tent, right? Because we had, you know, two girls that were younger. There was, you know, Cece, she was my age as well. So then it's, you know, the mid-30s. And then there is Miss Karen. And then anyone else also in and out of the tent. It was just like a tent therapy kind of thing that we worked together. And there was just these unique, sometimes treacherous conversations of like pain that we've all gone through. And it's just good to see that there's still hope, you know, in the future for people who do have a big heart, for people who are learning about themselves. And I think it's kind of funny that getting older is the most unique, timely, sensitive, euphoric moment in your life. So just check out this recording, and I hope you guys like it. I hope you take something from it. I love you guys for listening. So again, this is Serendipity Podcast, and we always have an open mind here. So love you guys. Bye.
Men are protectors, and they want to fix everything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't even know when to shut up.
Yeah.
You know, and you just want to...
Exactly. You know, this man has been hearing me crying bitch about missing my family, and his resolution to everything is like, you need to find a man that, obviously, he claimed this will be this man, be the savior and be the hero, because that's what men like to do, that is going to take care of you, and you're not going to have to worry your pretty little head, and you get to visit your family whenever you want, and like all these things, which obviously I'm not going to fall for that because I'm not stupid, but that was his initial response, right? His initial response to fixing my problem instead of just comforting me, like, I will be okay tomorrow, I promise. I just, you know, which is the crash between women and men for centuries and centuries and centuries. But like, that's what I think, that's where I went wrong. And obviously his instinct was like, yeah, like this is the problem, this is how we fix it kind of deal. And that was not what I wanted to hear, and let alone like be like, yeah, this is the problem. The problem is this, this and that, which is, I don't know.
But I think it's brave what you're experiencing and what you will experience. I think the emotions that you're going through is bravery. Like the fact that you can sleep by yourself, the fact that you don't need a human next to you in order to validate who you are, the fact that you are away from your family, that's, and you're waking up to make money and you're still trying to find who you are, that's bravery too. So don't always look at just because you can't find the answers today or tomorrow or even in someone else, that what you're doing is not of importance, or the struggle that you're struggling with is not of importance, because it is. I commend you for questioning yourself about this stuff. And then now the Validia I met a few months ago compared to the Validia now is growth. It's all self-growth.
You think so?
Yes, I think it is. I think you're still growing, but I think the fact of you meeting people along the way, besides our little tent therapy, and then the fucking asshole that challenged you in a way, he was an asshole, but it's more like he still had an impact on your thinking process, which is growth too. And now you're like, hold on, like I was trying to get validation for somebody that, not validation, but I was trying to get comfort from somebody that knows me. And then I was also trying to get comfort from somebody that doesn't know me. So that means I really didn't know what I want in the first place. And a lot of people can't admit that.
She
a lot of people, yeah,
you
just said it. Some people be like, no, but I just, you know, I don't know, but I just, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. You just validated something that you know, that you were indecisive in a very heavy state of mind. So that's going to continue to happen throughout your whole fucking life. And then by the time you text me when you're 30, you're going to be like, holy shit, this is what Sherelle and Miss Karen was talking about in the tent therapy. Like, like, it will be okay. I can have both. I can have that unicorn that's in my little corner and nobody wants to, like, deal with it. Okay, well, God will send me somebody. Pray for the man that you want. Pray for the things that you want in your life that you will make happen as a wife and a mother. And yes, it sucks that we do have to choose. But I believe in something that sometimes other people I hear don't believe.
I really wish I would record you just because I feel like I need to remember these words later on in life.
You will, because I am.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can I record you?
Yeah.
Can I read this to you?
Oh my gosh!
Can I read this to you?
Yes.
What you're being recording?
I want you to
close your eyes. Oh, I love you!
Close your eyes.
Okay.
I want both of you to close your eyes and I want you to
eyes closed.
It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there's no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place should never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
Where did you get that from?
Yeah.
This is, if, have you heard of Brene Brown? No.
Yeah.
You need to read her book.
Yes, her TED Talks are amazing.
You need to read her book. But this is...
What book is it?
Daring Greatly. She has plenty.
Daring Greatness?
Uh-huh. Daring Greatly. G-R-E-A-T-L-E-Y. But she has plenty of books. She has books on imperfection.
And with Oprah, her interviews are amazing.
Yes.
And her name was...
Brene Brown.
B-R-E-N-E with apostrophe over the E. Mm-hmm. I just listened to one of her talks. But let me tell you where this came from. This is really a president's quote. This is from Teddy Roosevelt. And sometimes I look at this because I tell my daughter, because she wants to be validated. She's on Facebook a lot. She puts everything on Facebook. And that's what people do nowadays. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of the day, people change. People's emotions change. So when we look to people to validate who we are, one day they may like us. You may say something and you may do something. You may be so silly. You may wear something that they don't even like. And then they start treating you differently.
Mm.
So when you are strong, like that song Mary J. Blige says, she wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, she says, good morning, gorgeous.
Mm.
But that's not how she says it. But that's who validates you, is you. And when you start getting to know yourself, and that's what you're doing, you're having a self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was listening to you and Sherelle talk about your mom. Let me just say this, it's a pathology. Your mom probably got the same thing from your grandmother, her mom. She doesn't probably know how to do that. And then when you're just trying to raise kids, you're just trying to get by.
Mm.
You know, and when you're in a family dynamic where the husband takes care of everything and you're going to stay home and take care of the kids, that does take a lot out of people. Back in the day, women didn't have a choice. They couldn't go out and work. Some of them couldn't even go out and work.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to put up with the men cheating. And they had all these kids, so it was like, I'm going to stay. Some of them got abused physically. So you teach people how to treat you. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Teach people how to treat
you. And, okay, so this is a really, like, controversial topic and stuff, but do you think there's obviously, like you stated, very many downfalls of how the family structure was before, mm-hmm. but if we look at now, there's very many downfalls in how the family structure is now,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lack of so many things also.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the secret formula? What is the way that things are supposed to do? Because back then wasn't working, today is not working,
mm-hmm.
so how do we make it work? What would be, I've honestly, that's one of like the things that I think about a lot. Like, what would make like the best of both worlds? What could possibly be the secret formula? Because we know back then wasn't working. Mm-hmm. These women were very unhappy. They were losing themselves. They weren't being humans. They were a literal object in a household that were neglected, and their lives were just their children, which is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to make your kids your life, but it's a bad thing what did to them mentally and emotionally. So how do we take care of emotionally and mentally for mothers, and also build a strong family foundation? How do we do that? Like, that's, I think
you do that. Yeah. Let me tell you, we have power as women, mm-hmm. but then you have to find men. There are some men out there mm-hmm. that will respect you. That's what we don't have. We have a lack of respect, and it's just not in the family. You look around in the culture, you look around in your environment, what we're living mm-hmm. in, politics, everything affects everything. You know, so you have the power. So when you meet someone, and this is what I'm going to tell you, Valinia, don't tell everybody about who you are. You keep your eyes open and look at them, because men can be chameleons. Mm-hmm. They can adapt to anything. Because what you're wanting, you're wanting something totally different. Because when men look at their visual, they're going to look at you visually. So that's why I listen to he says the 90-day rule. I believe in the 90-day
Same.
Rule.
Agree.
I believe in the 90-day
rule.
Because
if you stick to not having sex with someone for that long, uh-huh. they will eventually weed themselves out if that's the only
that's
thing that
right.
they wanted.
That's right.
They will eventually leave themselves because that, and it's not because, you know, but it's as simple, and I agree, I never told this man anything about me. Mm-hmm. I did not tell him. And that's why I was there. I was listening to what mm-hmm. he was saying, right? I never mm-hmm. told him about my family until, like, later on and stuff. Mm-hmm. I told him, I was like, that's crazy because you have this idea of me. You don't even know me. You don't mm-hmm. know where I come from. Mm-hmm. You don't know the family that I come from. And it wasn't until he realized, like, oh, shoot, we come from very similar backgrounds. Mm-hmm. We kind of want the same things. That mm-hmm. his interest peaked, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's when he was like, oh, this is what I kind of been searching. But then I hit him with the, oh, but mm-hmm. I want my career. And that's where the issue started happening. Because I let him talk. And I, personally, I heard him out, right? He didn't hear me out. I never even brought it up. I just was letting him, you know? Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. I definitely think you never tell a man what you want, because they will tell you, they will give you what you want. To have you,
I think the
not until you're at a point to where you know you can trust that person. Mm-hmm. You don't tell them everything.
Yeah,
you know. So you just play. I did scenarios. The one thing you can find out about a person, go on a trip with them where you got to drive somewhere, and then when you say I got a piss, and they go, again, mm-hmm. they go in there and get something to eat and come out without anything for you.
I think that people also forget what equality is mm-hmm. in love sometimes. Mm-hmm. And not just equality means like, oh, you and me, but also realizing that, okay, they need this time to love themselves. And, you know, I need this time to love myself. And if my wife or my husband, if they want to go back to school, how can I make that happen? Like, equality doesn't just exist in the pay form as far as women getting paid, because we just now, I guess, a law passed that women can't get equal pay to men, which is fucking crazy to me, right? But I forgot where I read that from. I think it was a Smart News app or something like that. But it's not necessarily all the way true. But mm-hmm. equality, I feel like you'll know when it's the right time to open up.
And see, this is the thing. It's like, it's almost like we're looking for something that hasn't even been for a man to have this kind of mentality, like a balance. I don't think
it's not all men though.
Yeah,
it's not all men.
There's
some men out there. I just feel like, and it's, scenery has a lot to do with what love you want to bring to yourself too. Like, don't get it twisted. I wish I could have taken more trips off my friends and blah blah blah, this and the third. But it's also about scenery. Like, if you like reading books and all this other stuff, go to places where you think the attractions of what you like will be in that person too. For me, this is just my opinion. You're not gonna find necessarily the love that you want going in a club. That's just my opinion. Yeah. Like, my sisters or any of my friends or anything like that will tell you, fun is fun, that's cool, but after a while, if you're really looking somebody to mess with as far as relationship-wise or marriage, you got to be careful what you ask for. You want a lot in your life, meaning like work, balance, life, love, and all this other shit. It can happen, but you can't necessarily think that the person who just thinks that work and let the man take care of you would have been working out anyway, because y'all would have broken up in less than fucking 3 months, and y'all didn't even last a fucking week. You know what I'm saying? So good luck to him and kudos to him for working hard. That's fine. But his wife will probably end up like your mother. She will probably end up just thinking like, he's taking care of me. This is what I was told that I could do within these boundaries. He's open-minded to certain things, but I can't really find myself. So I might as well just stay a wife and a mother, and that's it. That's not okay. I tell my sister all the time, even though she's a wife and even though she's a mother, find your balance. Your balance, too, not just his.
Yeah,
I just sent y'all some quotes that I think it came to you. See if you got that. You're gonna be all right.
I
you like to.